Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another Novell Partner Podcast. My name is Dan Dufault. I'm the Director of Partner Marketing here at Novell, and I am happy to be joined today by Mike Zapernick. Mike is one of the founding partners of Computer Integrated Services, or CIS. Mike, welcome to the program, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning. So I guess we'll go ahead and jump right in, Mike, and talk a little bit about CIS and some of the offers that you have in the market right now. CIS is a longtime valued Novell partner, and we certainly and sincerely appreciate your support, and again, appreciate you joining me here today. Why don't you go ahead and give us an overview of some of the solutions that CIS has in market today and what you're offering to your customers?
Sounds good. Well, CIS has been a Novell partner since 1995, and right now we currently focus on several areas. So we focus on resource management and endpoint management. So, you know, for us, that's managing and upgrading the desktops securely and quickly. We also focus on identity management and security, specifically focusing on security and compliance-driven initiatives. And we also focus on infrastructure products with Novell as well. And we refer to those as GroupWise, OES, performing upgrades on those products.
That's great. Fairly broad spectrum of solutions that you offer there. I'm sure you guys are busy.
Yes.
Why don't we go ahead and focus in on some of the endpoint management challenges that you're finding your customers are facing. How are you helping them overcome that aspect of what you offer?
Sure. So what we see is the biggest challenge current companies are facing, and this is both mid-sized companies and enterprise companies, people are attempting to upgrade from XP to Windows 7. And so finding a single tool that has the level of integration and the ease of use is hard. So that's why CIS tool of choice is ZCM, because we feel it provides everything under one hood. So you can get imaging, remote help desk functionality, patch management, asset management, endpoint security, and now an ITIL compliance service desk, which Novell is actually offering 2 free licenses to existing customers. So it's a great thing for them to take advantage of. And using ZCM kind of enables us to automate the entire migration process from gathering existing user data to applying and activating the Windows 7 image. So we create and apply one consistent Windows 7 image across the entire organization. Then once the image is deployed, we use personality migration in Novell ThenWorks to gather up each user's data, personal settings, and apply them. So really, it's enabled us with the great tools that are included with ZCM help companies overcome the challenges of migrating to Windows 7. It really makes it easy. So what we've done is we've developed a Windows 7 universal base image that we run on an appliance with ZCM. And we believe the combination of Novell ZCM and the appliance with the bundle we've developed allows Novell and CIS to be able to upgrade to Windows 7 faster, with no pain to the end user, and far more cost-effectively, really, than any solution on the market.
So it sounds like what you're describing, just to kind of encapsulate that, it sounds like the automation of that entire migration process and applying that in the form of the appliance that you've described enables the customer to really benefit from the speed of that process, the efficiency of that process, to address a number of the challenges. Would you say that that would be the biggest benefit to how you address those challenges?
Absolutely. You have a success story that's posted on your website. One of the customers we did for Watts Regulator, and what they talked about was the seamless migration to Windows 7 reduced their IT costs somewhere between $300,000 and $500,000 as it related to that upgrade. They had 1,500 users in North America in 25 locations, so doing it seamlessly was extremely important, and doing it in a way that once we automated the process, they didn't need high-end consultants to do it. They could really virtually get low-cost temporary employees to follow the plan and implement it, which is in turn what saved them a real fortune doing it.
Yeah, that is absolutely a great story and certainly indicative of the challenges that many customers are facing that you're addressing with the solutions you're offering. Let's shift gears here for a minute. We move from endpoint management to identity management, another area of focus for CIS that you described at the top of our podcast. Could you talk a little bit about how you approach identity management and how you're addressing both the security and the compliance requirements of the customers that you're working with?
We're kind of lucky in that we have some of the most experienced IDM consultants in the industry. Actually, one of our key resources has been a number one contributor of content to Novell Cool Solutions website for 4 years running. And we've worked with really a variety of use cases, including internal, business-to-business, business-to-consumer implementations within really a broad spectrum of vertical markets, which would include legal, telecommunications, education, healthcare, and financial services. And really, the most important thing we do is start by listening in order to gain a thorough understanding of the customer's technical state, their business needs, and their regulatory requirements. It's extremely important in an identity job to understand upfront the specific security and compliance requirements. And so kind of through that lens, we educate our clients on the possibilities that Novell Technologies offer. So all of our projects start with what we call a requirements assessment, where we try to get both the 50,000-foot view of the overall project vision, as well as dive into the important details needed to define the solution. So among the deliverables of that effort is a roadmap from which CIS and the customer prioritize in order to optimize the delivery, ensure that real business value is derived from each of the milestones, both quickly and efficiently.
Well, I would think that certainly as part of that process and evaluating customers' requirements and with the customers that you're working with, there is without a doubt a vast universe of challenges, individual, company, or in IT environment specific, if you will, that customers are facing. From a feature standpoint relative to Novell's Identity Manager, which features tend to resonate the most or kind of address those common threads that customers are seeing?
Most of the companies, like if you're working with like a financial company or if you're working who will be subject to like SEC or NESD rules or a hospital with HIPAA compliance rules, deprovisioning becomes super important because it's compliance driven. So for example, if you're an employee and you had access to 15 systems and you were terminated, you'd want to be able to, through a single authoritative source, instantaneously be able to deprovision the user from all those systems and also provide for the regulatory agency, if necessary, an audit trail that would show the last time they accessed any specific applications. That to me is always going to be ultra important to the customers. You also have some of the great things you get is password sync and password self-service. So if you go historically to what drives up costs to the customers, you'll find out that 70% of the service calls that are placed to a company's help desk are someone who forgot their password. So number one, if we can sync those passwords through IDM, now there's only one to remember. But just as importantly, if they forget that, they could be issued a set of challenge questions and reset their passwords without the need to call the help desk, saving the company really a fortune. And lastly, it's becoming extremely important with Novell's Access Manager. In enterprise customers, you have both obviously internally hosted applications that the users have to get to, and now more and more you're seeing applications hosted in the cloud. So a big challenge is being able to allow those employees to federate into both the internally hosted applications and the applications hosted in the cloud in a secure manner.
Absolutely. Addressing those hybrid environments, those hybrid challenges, certainly front and center for a lot of customers right now.
And I think from Novell's standpoint, IDM projects can be daunting because if you bite them off in one big bite, one of Novell's greatest strengths is their ability to deliver IDM projects incrementally. So you plan a project, you pick off reasonable bites for the client, and you're able to deliver quick ROI along the roadmap. And I truly think it's one of Novell's biggest strengths.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, what I also want to talk about, first of all, obviously CIS is doing a great job of leveraging several aspects of Novell's solution portfolio for success. Obviously, a big part of what Novell does, the central part of what we do in offering value to our partners based on a partner-centric approach, which says we're only successful when our partners are successful. So in addition, of course, to the solutions that companies like CIS are taking advantage of today and on behalf of your customers, we also have a big focus on providing a partner program, a partner environment, if you will, that companies like CIS can take advantage of for success, including sales and marketing tools, enablement training, as well as a whole host of other additional resources that you can leverage to ensure your success in the market, specifically with your Novell-based solutions. Could you talk a little bit about how CIS has leveraged some of those benefits, those parts of the PartnerNet program for success?
Sure, Dan. Listen, in my opinion, and CIS is authorized by almost every major manufacturer out there, Novell's PartnerNet program is just simply put the best one out there. And the reason for us is really simple. I mean, obviously you have great products, but what ends up happening for us is we get enablement dollars or back-end dollars for helping drive new software sales, and they're significant. So when we go out there and we find an opportunity, are able to register it and assist in closing the deal, What's the best thing? The money that you can make. At the end of the day, you're trying to deliver great solutions to the customers, but we're trying to also make a profit. So it's really wonderful, the programs that Novell has in place to help augment the partner's profitability. They're fantastic.
That is great to hear. That is exactly what we're hoping to achieve with the PartnerNet program. As you said, it's all about profitability. It's all about simplicity and ease of use. Program's only as good as how easy it is to access the elements of it. So we work hard to do that, and we appreciate the fact that CIS has taken advantage of those things and continues to do great work with Novell on behalf of its customers. So with that, Mike, I think we'll go ahead and wrap this up. Again, really appreciate you taking the time today to join me for this partner podcast, and we look forward to charging forward with CIS for future success and wish you well.
Thanks a lot. Have a nice day.
You too.